Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Lamed Dalad Omud Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we're beginning a brand new simon today, a short one, simon Tof Mem Tes, which deals with the halachos of if you find chametz in a store, and there are different opinions, as we'll see, as to whether we're talking about a Jewish store or a non-Jewish store, and whether the workers there that are Jewish or non-Jewish, as we'll see. So the Mechaber begins, Sif Aleph, there's only one Sif. Chanus Shel Yisrael. Umelai shel Yisrael. You have a store that's owned by a Jewish person, and the Malai, which the Ramah says over here, is Pirish Haschora Ukli HaChanus. The merchandise sold in the store and all of the utensils that are used in the store also belong to a Jewish person. So the owner of this store and all the product, the merchandise in this store, is Jewish owned. However, Upoalim Hanichnosim Lashon, but the workers who enter into the store, Einam Yehudim. They're not Jewish workers. They're non-Jewish workers. And now, after Pesach, Chometz Shenimtza Shom Achara Pesach. You now find a box of crackers, OU crackers, in the store after Pesach. Osu Banor. You're not allowed to get Hanor from these crackers. The simple understanding is, Mistoma, they belong to the owner of the store because it's his store. And while the workers may have brought in the crackers, they're non-Jewish over Pesach, they could have brought in perfectly kosher chametz sticker crackers and left them there by accident. The presumption is that this is owned by the Jewish owner and it's chomish aval as a Pesach. Let's understand this better by looking inside the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph. He says, Umayri, we're talking here, Shoy Sohaschora Pas V'yayin. The store is a grocery store. It sells chomet sticker products like bread and wine, the Chi Haigadno, or anything else like that. And this is brought down in the Sharet Zion Osalat. This is the opinion of Rashi, the Maram Chalava, the Beis Yosef, and others. However, Im lo haisa pas v'yayin. If this was a hardware store and they sold non-chometzdik items, then you can definitely say bevadai talina shachometz hazeh mipolim hushinofel. Then you could argue that mistama, the only way a box of crackers got in here over Pesach was because the Goyisha workers brought it in and left it here. And then this din wouldn't apply. But the simple understanding here is that it's a grocery store that sells chometz. They have non-kosher workers who mistama brought in chametz sticker stuff and left it there, or at least possibly, but we can't rely upon that, and we say any chametz that's found there, mistama came from the Jewish-owned merchandise and is therefore also by Noah. Sivkot and Beis, the poalim that enter there, haynu lasos melacha, they're coming in, they're workers to go and do some work in the store, osh mistadim l'mechiras haschorah, or they're just customers coming in to do business buying merchandise. So we say Sivkot and Gimel, in this situation, we paskin, it's also bahanot. You can't benefit. We assume this is chomet shavol of a pesach that was owned by a Jewish person. Why? The tolinam, because we say the odds are, we can assume, shachomet zeh shalachonosu, more likely that the store is the owner of the chametz, because it probably came from the store, the lomi poalim, and not from the workers. Avshem regilim shom, even though the workers came in regularly. Mishum da chametz shebechanus hu kavua shom v'tader, because the chametz is set over there. This is a grocery store. They sell bread. So mistama, they didn't get rid of all the bread. This bread that you now found was somehow forgotten about, and it belongs to the grocer who's Jewish, and it's chametz shavol of Pesach. It's more likely that it came from the Jewish-owned merchandise, which they didn't somehow find. They were cleaning out the store to sell only Pesach Tikkun stuff, but they forgot this over here at the bottom underneath something, and now you find that after Pesach, Mistama, it was Jewish-owned, and it was not ever gotten rid of, and it's Chomish of Pesach. And he says, the Mishnah Berurah says it's simple. We're talking about you find it the day after Pesach, right after Pesach, and not 4 weeks later. In this way, there's no way to say that this is kosher chametz after Pesach, and we're assuming, therefore, that it's chametz she'oval of Pesach in this scenario. However, the opposite scenario, chanus shel eino Yehudi, if it's a store that's owned by a non-Jewish person, umalai in the merchandise, shel eino Yehudi, owned by a non-Jewish person. However, but the workers or the customers that enter into it are Jewish. In this situation, if you find chametz in this type of a store, mutter afi lubi achila, you're allowed to go and eat it. It's not a problem. We assume it was chametz that was owned by the non-Jewish person, and therefore, this is 100% permissible. Chametz shavol es ha-pesach that was owned by a guy is perfectly permissible, even to go and eat it. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Dalit, Rotzulomar, what the Mechaber is telling us over here is, Afilu imhoya achonus sogur koyim Pesach. This is true even if the store is closed for Pesach, right? It's a grocery store, and the guy has lots of chametz, and he says, nobody in this town, they're all Jewish, they're not going to buy anything, so I'll keep my door closed and go on vacation. Nevertheless, even in this situation, the lekele misle shanachri bal achonus hichnis shom chametz ever Pesach, you can't assume that the nachri brought in chametz there on Pesach, the store was closed. And obviously this chametz came from before Pesach, because the store was closed. Nevertheless, I might have thought, you might have thought that, well, since there are constantly Jewish workers or customers over here, any chametz that's found came from them, because these Jewish workers are regulars over there, they're there, tamid, Shehem Shechu, and they forgot it over there, Shom Kodem Pesach, and somebody left their lunch there before Pesach, and now you find the box of crackers. Nevertheless, Kamash Vulon, the Chiddush is over here from the Mechaber, the Lomrin and Hochri, that we don't in fact say this. Now, this is the Girsa that we have over here, which the Mechaber says, Kachi Girsas Rashi for Rabbeinu Hai. This is the opinion of Rashi and the Rabbeinu Hai Gon, and that was the Girsa that they had in the Gemara on this, and therefore, this is the Pesach that the Shulchan Aruch brings down first. However, he says, the Rabbeinu Chananel, Avol Rabbeinu Chananel, Gores Behefech. He had the exact opposite gear. So what does this mean over here? So if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Hei, the Husavah, Rabbeinu Chananel's opinion was, the Talin and Yoser Behapoalin, Shemitzuyim Shom Tomid. He had the gear so that we reverse the two situations. In the first case, we say, Mistama, it is the non-Jewish workers over here who dropped the Chametz. They're the critical factor, not the owner of the store. And in the second case, we say, it's the Jewish customers and workers over here that drop the chametz, and not the owner of the store. So he has the exact opposite girsa. And this is true, ben l'kula, ben l'chumra. It works both ways, whether it's more strict or whether it's more lenient. How do we paskin? L'inyon dina naktinon kedea kamaisa. Halach l'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah says, this is brought down in the Shaar HaTzion, Ozvav, the opinion of the Taz, the Prichodosh, the Graz, and the Beis Meir, and possibly as well the Ramban in his understanding. He has a whole different understanding over here of the inyon. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah paskins over here, like these achronim, that say we hold like the gears of Rashi and Rav Haigon. However, the Yesha Kasu, there are others that disagree. And you can see in the Shaar HaTzion, Oz Zayin, this is the opinion of the Bach and the Beis Meir and the Maram Chalava as well, who's the Talmud of the Rashba. Furthermore, they add, Da'at Kan lo wazlinam basa polim Yisraelim Rabbeinu Chananel, Ela Bishakola Oskim Boso Chonosim Yisraelim. He says you can only go after this girsa over here that you look after the workers if the workers are all Jewish. Abu Bamakum Shinchlasim Bo Yisraelim Veakum, if it's a combination of workers that are Jewish and non-Jewish workers or customers that are Jewish and non-Jewish, each one doing their own business and it's store owned by a guy, in that situation, even the Rabbeinu Chananel says you don't go after the Jewish workers alone and you can be Makel. So this opinion over here, Yesha Kasu, the Mishnah Berurah says, the low pliya klal, that they don't argue at all. The low ka'amre dea basraisa. The Rabbeinu Chananel's opinion only is b'chagon shaloi b'chonus mine mazon, rak shar schores. According to this opinion, that they're not arguing at all, the Rabbeinu Chananel's girsa is talking about a hardware store where the Gaiusha owner doesn't own any chametz. And therefore, mistama, any chametz that's brought in over there is going to belong to the Jewish workers and customers. However, Aval Hoya B'chonus Bine Mazon, but even Rabbeinu Chananel would say if it was a grocery store, Gam L'Deyazu, Basar Chonus Azlina. Then you follow the owner of the store, because that's more likely, Shechomit Shom Kavua V'Sodir. Because in a grocery store, most of the chametz that you find in the grocery store is going to belong to the owner of the grocery store. Now, Dirshu footnote number 2 brings down over here that the Prichodesh doesn't understand this way of looking at it. And he says, if the store doesn't sell anything over here that is chametz, so then why would you need somebody to tell me that therefore the chametz comes from the workers? It's a hardware store. He doesn't sell crackers. So if you find crackers, then some of them came from the workers. However, he explains, you might have thought that the Baal HaChonus, the Gaisha owner over here, acquired the crackers that the Jewish workers left over there and forgot over there through a Kenyan Chotzer over here. So he says that's not the case. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he writes, Chametz shenim tzu achar Pesach lo yadinan im shel akmhu o sheyisrulu. In general, if you find chametz after Pesach, and you don't know, did it belong to a Jewish person, and therefore it's a problem, chametz shavah as a Pesach, or a guy, and no problem. Yesh deos ben achron, he says it's a machlokis. Yesh shekosu demur tu ba'ano. There is the opinion, which you can see the Shaar HaTzion, Oschess, the Bach, the Mekor Chayim, the Mogen Avraham, who say that it is permissible for you to get hanah from it, however, v'osu b'achila, but you shouldn't eat such chametz. The issue, footnote number 3, brings down a number of reasons why this should be the case. He also then brings down a tmiya from Rabbi Akiva Eger on this opinion over here of the Bach, and says, why should we make a difference between Isser Achila and Isser Anoah? They're one and the same, and the Prima Gadim also has the same question. However, the Dirshu footnote continues and brings down other scenarios where we do make a distinction between Achilo and Hanoah, for example, by Chometz Nuksha and by certain types of Taruvos, so it's not such a strange thing to say that we would make such a distinction here as well, i.e. in the full Dirshu footnote number 3 for all of these details. Then the Mishnah Berurah brings down, but there are those that are Meiko, V'yesh Mekilim, V'yom in the Gambi Achila Mutter. And this you can see in Os Tess in the Shaar HaTzion, the Chok Yaakov, it also seems to be the opinion of the Taz, and the Nahar Sholom, and the Mogin Elif, and the Beis Meir. And they're all Meiko over here and say that if you find this Chometz, you don't know whether it's Jewish-owned or Goyish-owned during Pesach, you can eat it. Kishar Sveik the Rabbanon, the Lekula Zinan. And this is like any other normal Sofik the Rabbanon, where we go Lekula. The issue footnote number 4 brings down, even though we say over here, Afapi Shemid Rabbanon also lechol Pashal Nachri. Aye, what about the question? If it was Goyishon, then it's Pashal Nachri and you can't eat it. So either two Terusim. He brings down number 1 from the Kaf HaChaim, talking about a person who's not Nizar on this Gezerah of not eating Pashal Nachri. Or we could be talking about something that's not Pas. You could have Chometz over here that's not a Nizar of Pashal Nachri. Now, the Imbos, and Mishabur continues, Imbos, Makum, Rovi, Somitsuim, if the majority of the people are Jewish, then, also by Noah, then you certainly can't get a Noah because the Vada Misro Nofa. We presume in this situation that the majority were Jewish, and therefore you go after the majority and you say it's Osir. The issue, footnote number 6, discusses what majority we're talking about. He says, Afim Rova, Iev, Rova, Shukim, Nochim, if the majority of the city and the majority of the marketplace is Goyish. However, he brings down for the Machtes HaShekel, based upon the Shulchan Aruch and Yeridea. If the Rova, the people in the store, however, are Jewish, then you still assume that it fell from the Jewish person. And he brings down an addition from the Shach, Shem Yisrael v'Nochem Mitzuyim Bosa Mocha B'Shavah, if it's a 50-50 in the store, then you go after the Rova of the marketplace. And if that's also 50-50, then you go after the Rova of the city. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says, "V'chozeh shenimtzah miyad achara Pesach o shapas yoshan." This din applies over here if you only find it immediately after Pesach, and then you can say for certain that it was chomech avelas Pesach, either by a Jew or by a non-Jew, but it's definitely chomech avelas Pesach. Or if you find it a day or two later, but you see it's 8-day-old bread, it has dates on it, or it's clear that it's not fresh that was made after Pesach. In both of these situations, she'ef shalomar shenef achar Pesach. There's no way you can say that it was baked after Pesach. However, avul and ef shal litlos shenofal achar Pesach. But if there's any havah meaning to say that it actually was baked and fell after Pesach, then mutter afilu biachila b'chol inyan. Then it can definitely be eaten under all circumstances over here because it makes more sense. The yosi yesh litlos shemi achar Pesachu. It makes more sense to say that it fell mustama after Pesach. It's a week after Pesach, so it probably fell in the past week, as opposed to mishenit lomar shemi yisrael nofal kodem Pesach, that it fell from a Jewish-owned person before Pesach, and therefore it's Chomish Avalas HaPesach Shul Jew. This man meruba kazet, if it's a long period of time, lo yamunach baderech. There's no way it was left there and not found, and therefore, mustam, if you find it now, it must have actually been Chometz that was made after Pesach, and it's not a problem at all. This concludes Simen Tov Men Tes, and we will now start Simen Tov Nun, which deals with a Jew and a non-Jewish person that have Chometz owned together in some sort of a shutfus. We'll start off with a dinim of Halva first. Mechaber begins, Sif Aleph. Yisroel Shalova Kikar Mechavero. One Jewish person lent another Jewish person a loaf of bread, a kikar. And this was Kodem HaPesach, before Pesach started. So this was a valid transaction. Reuven lends Shimon a loaf of bread. Shimon owes Reuven back a loaf of bread or the money for it. So Tzorech Lefaro Achar Pesach. He must pay that back, even though he could argue it's after Pesach. Well, that bread was worthless on Pesach. If he doesn't pay it back, if Shimon doesn't pay back either the loaf of bread, a different loaf of bread to Reuven, or the money for that loaf of bread, he is in fact a ganav, he's a gazlan, and he would have to be held accountable in a court of law. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Nalef, wrote Shalom, and the Mechaber is telling us over here, Afilu lova mimenu kikor zeberuth Pesach somuch lusman habir. Even if Shimon borrowed that loaf of bread a minute or two before the Zman of the beer. So at the end of the fifth hour, when you're still allowed to own Chometz, Shimon borrows the loaf of bread from Reuven. She'im lo hilvo, if he hadn't lent it to him, belav hochi yoyetzer chavaro, Reuven would have had to destroy it. He would have had to get rid of it in another 5 minutes. So one might have thought, v'im lo baro hoyeneser banot, it would have been osir in Hanoah anyway. So Reuven would have essentially lost that loaf of bread. Nevertheless, tzorich lahasulu kikar acher achar Pesach. Shimon nevertheless owes him the $5 for that loaf of bread. It is still an obligation that Shimon took when he took this bread from Reuven, and he has to pay him back. Because, as the Mishnah continues, Sharei Al-Koponim lava mimena b'shas heter. At the time that he borrowed that loaf of bread, it was absolutely permissible to own bread. And at that point in time, you still could get hanah from it. So if he takes this loaf of bread, he owes him the money. Vazhaya chometz mamun gomer. That loaf of bread was the equivalent of money. Shaya dayin kodem zman abir. It was before the time that you have to destroy it. So it was valid equivalent of money. Furthermore, the Mishnah says, "V'kasu achronim." The achronim add over here, and they say, "Dafilu im avar Yisrael halove v'hisho hechometz adliachar Pesach v'nesar." Even if the yid over here let this bread go through Pesach, so now it's really chometz shavu lo asa Pesach, and it's aser mikom makom tzarich l'shalim. He still has to pay him. Lo amrinan, and he can't say over here, "Shli loch yochel amal v'lekabel dama mishum chalipe chometz k'de'el simin tof min gimel." One might have argued that Reuven can't take the money for that loaf of bread back because that loaf of bread is now aser. It's chometz shavu lo asa Pesach, and if he were to take the money for it, he's benefiting from that loaf of bread. So that's not true. The ein ze chalipe chometz. It's not a chalipin. It's not an exchange for this chometz. Shimon owes him $10, $5 for that loaf of bread. Shekivon shalova kikor, at the time that Shimon borrowed that loaf of bread, hare hu shalo, it belongs to Shimon. The ein lo hamalve olav eladom biyama. And the only thing that Reuven can get back from him is the value of that loaf of bread, the $5 that it's worth. And therefore, if Shimon did something that was wrong, that's Shimon's problem. If Shimon made it aser, that's Shimon's problem. The bottom line is, Shimon has to pay back the money or that value of that loaf of bread to Reuven. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Yisrael shehilva chometz li'akum lifnei ha-Pesach. If a Yid lent a chometz tika item to a non-Jewish person before Pesach, v'shilim lo chometz kayotzi b'liachar Pesach, and the non-Jewish person pays him back after Pesach with another chometz item. Since he's not giving him back the same loaf of bread, he gave him a loaf of bread, the guy ate it. Now after Pesach, he gives him back another loaf of bread, mutter. That is perfectly permissible. And the Mishmur adds, Ken kosav b'shulte gibar b'shem rias. This is brought down from the shulte gibar in the name of the rias. Umukach midvar, and it's clear from his words, the emachzer lo'os chometz. It implies from his words that if in fact he did return in the same exact chometz, then it would in fact be aser. However, the prechadosh is cholik as he says, why? This isn't chometz shavu lo'asa Pesach. When you gave it to the guy, when it was still permissible for you to own chometz, and you gave it to the guy, it now belongs to the guy. It belongs to the guy. If he happens to return it to you, that wasn't the plan. This isn't the shenanigan. This isn't the farce and aram over here. You gave it to him. You thought he was going to eat it. He said, listen, I didn't eat it after all. Here it is. The kivan shavu kom le'bishus. As soon as you gave it to him, it belongs to him. It is now chometz that belonged to the guy during Pesach. It's not aser in any way, shape, or form. It's even permitted when you get it back for you to eat it. How do we paskin? The Mishnah says, we should be stringent to follow the first opinion that says that you shouldn't go and take back the same exact thing. If it was the same exact chometz, it would be aser, because the mechzik chometz Yisrael shavu Pesach. It looks over here a little bit like it was chometz that belonged to the Jew that was during the Jews. It looks like as if it belonged to the Jew during Pesach because he got back the exact same thing. Kivin shehichzulo also a chometz gufa. So therefore, we suggest lechatrila that you not go and do that. Sivkot and beis im eino paro. If you don't pay him back, you chayiv gezela. Umishum chashash ribis. What about? We normally don't allow you to give somebody a loaf of bread and get back a different loaf of bread because we're concerned about ribis, because the value of money may have changed. The value of the bread was worth 99 cents originally. Now it's worth $1.09, and therefore you're gaining ribbits by getting back something more. And normally, the Asi Luvo Sobasoid, we normally don't allow you to go and exchange a item for another item. So, Lekka Bikikoros, that doesn't apply over here to bread. Why not? Mishum da chiliku bedavimuid. It's such a small amount. It went from 99 cents to $1.09. Al pirov, lo kopti in shivizet. Most people don't care about this, and therefore it's not considered a significant ribbit situation. Now, Dishu footnote number 4 points out this is the opinion of the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch would say that it would not be allowed even for Kikaros. How would the Shulchan Aruch learn this then, that you're allowed to go and give it back? He must be talking about that it has a set price. If something has a set price, then there is no concern for ribbis. So if bread is always a dollar, so then that's the set price. Even if it may fluctuate a little bit, it's a set price. Dishu footnote number 5 brings out if it went up a lot in price, so then people would be machmit. However, he brings down from Nissan Karlitz, again we say Zatzal, unfortunately, since it was allowed originally, so we allow you to return it as well. The issue footnote number 2 brings down that if the situation that we spoke about before, that Reuven gave Shimon this loaf of bread, Shimon can't give him back that same loaf of bread that's also Bahano. That's not allowed. He brings us down the name of the Maimer Mordechai. You can't say, Harei Shalach Lofanecha, here's the item that you lent me, I'm giving it back to you. That's not allowed. Finally, Dirshu foot number one says, you could give him back money even during Pesach, even though it's against the chametz that you got. With that, we conclude today's shir.